What's going on, everybody? Welcome to a fresh new edition of Phillies Today. Your host on this fine, I guess this fine Monday morning. Yes, the Phillies do get a series win. They beat the Nationals yesterday 11-3. They take the series best of three. Didn't have a great start on Friday night, losing that first game 8-7, a game which they were down and came back, and it was kind of a bit heartbreaking that they were able to come back all the way back just to lose like that. Felt like an old Phillies loss, right? It felt like a 2019 or 2020, 21, that type of Phillies loss. Hopefully we're not trending in that sort of season, not trying to spew that pessimism out into the air. We're going to try to be as positive as possible. It's even after series win, still hard to be extremely positive. Again, even after a series win, still hard to be positive right now, but there are definitely positives to take away from yesterday and from the three-game series overall as we head into a three-game set with the Detroit Tigers. So, just what I got on tap for you guys today is normal show. We'll get into a quick game recap from yesterday, get into my takeaways from yesterday and the weekend, get into some news and notes for your Fightins, and then we'll get to a few of the scores around the league, check in on the National League East, preview the series against Detroit, and then I'll throw in some bets for you guys at the end, just because I haven't done bets in a while, and I like to do bets, and in the age we're in 2023, yeah, we probably should talk about some bets you'd take. So yeah, we're going to do that. Well, that'll be brought to you by FanDuel. That's the app that I use. So we'll get into that. So recap from yesterday's game. Whole lot of key moments here from your Philadelphia Phillies. We'll start in the top of the second. JT Realmuto picks up where he left off on Saturday, who had a very good game on Saturday. He needed to have a good game. He picks up where he leaves off. He gets a solo homer, his fifth of the year in the top of the second. Bottom of the fourth, Stone Garrett. Ranger Suarez in a bit of a jam. Stone Garrett, sack fly. That'll score Joey Meneses to keep it a 1-1 game. Or not to keep it a 1-1 game, to make it a 1-1 game. But Ranger was able to get out of a jam there and only limit the score to Nats to one run in the inning. Top of the fifth, Drew Ellis. Drew Ellis. Who are you, Drew Ellis? Solo bomb to put the Phillies up 2-1. He wasn't done. We're going to get to that in a second. Top of the sixth. I mean, it's June. I mean, how much do we got to beat this in the ground? We got it. It's June, Kyle Schwarber. But it is June. Kyle Schwarber with his first three-run home run of the day to make a 5-1 game. Top of the seventh, Brendan Marsh with a sack fly to score Bryson Stott. But later in that inning, Drew Ellis with his second home run of the game. This time was a two-run shot. Made it an 8-1 lead for your Fightins. And top of the ninth, I mean, of course, Kyle Schwarber. The second homer of the afternoon for a three-run shot to the opposite field. Made it an 11-1 game. That's all you would get from, not all you would get, but that's what you would get from the Phils. 11 runs. Bottom of the ninth. I can't really say his first name. I probably should have researched how to say his first name before the game started. But it was Ildemaro Vargas. I could be getting that wrong. I'm looking at it right now, just because we're going to make sure this gets right before, because I'll have. Okay, it's Ildemaro. Okay, I was right. Well, technically right. Ildemaro Vargas with a two-run homer in the ninth off Connor Brogdon. But Brogdon eventually gets the job done. With a final 11-3, your Phillies do win the ball game. They win their first series for the first time in a couple of weeks, which feels like a couple of months ago. But the Phillies get their first series win against Chicago, and that makes it. They have a 27-32 record, five games under that 500 mark, which the Phillies haven't seen since they beat the Colorado series, since they were 20-19, I believe. So. It was a bit of a while ago. It seems like that was, I guess it was about like a month ago, right? It's about 3 to 4 weeks since they were even saw the 500 mark. So my takeaways from this game, obviously the offense. The offense is the first thing that comes to mind. When you score 11 runs, that is the first thing that I see on the stat sheet. Obviously, you get your Drew Ellis's, who, again, pretty cool to see for him. Pretty cool to see him get his first two homer game of his career. Hasn't done too much during his major league career. I think he came into his Phillies tenure here with, like, I think it was one career homer. I'm gonna double check on that. Yeah, it was one homer he had back with Arizona to start his career. You know, he's bounced up and down between the minors and the majors with Seattle, I believe, as well. And he gets a big two-homer game. Needed that, especially the Phils definitely need all the offense they can get. People are wondering, oh, why is Drew Ellis up, this and that? Well, he was raking in the minors, so, I mean, it's working right now in the majors. So, you know, maybe keep giving him some at-bats just because right now, just because, why not? So Drew Ellis with a big two-homer game. Phils needed that. And then on the other end, someone that you expect to have a big two-homer game. It is June. How many times are we going to beat into the ground? I'm kind of like tired of saying it already. It's like, well, we've been kind of gearing up for this from Kyle Schwarber, just because of we know who he is as a slugger, as a home run hitter. Kyle Schwarber is notorious. Whether it was with Washington, ironically, you know, a couple of years ago, had that big, like, I feel like it was like, what, 10 or 15 home runs in like a 10-game stretch or something like that. So Kyle Schwarber, he gives you two home runs in this game. This entire game was based off the long ball for the Phils. I mean, you get two homers from Schwarber, two homers from Drew Ellis, and then you get a homer from the red-hot JT Realmuto as well. They need JT to get hot because JT, I don't know whether you want to debate it or not, that he's the best catcher in baseball is besides the point. Just the fact that they need offense from him in general is the point, especially the offense does right now, where, you know, someone like, you know, we keep talking about it, but Trey Turner and Schwarber getting it done lately, but Schwarber wasn't getting it done for a while, so you need someone like JT Realmuto to start stepping it up. So Kyle Schwarber, big game. You get the homers from three guys. And you get a big game from Nick Castellanos as well, 3-for-5. I mean, his OPS is up to .858, his batting average up to .316. I mean, minus like the power numbers, you know, he's on track for like a 20-homer season right now. You can't ask much more from Nick Castellanos. He's, you know, this is the type of offensive player he's supposed to be for the most part. You know, 90% of what he's supposed to be. So Nick Castellanos getting it done as well, 3-for-5 from the plate. You got RBIs from Marsh as well. But really, the majority of this game, 6 RBIs from Schwarber, an RBI from Realmuto on the homer, and a couple of RBIs from Drew Ellis as well. So that was the offense that the Phils needed. And on the other end, my other takeaway from this game, huge start from Ranger Suarez. And it's a big deal, especially like this rotation needs him to have or to come back and really be Ranger Suarez. And obviously, this goes without saying, this is Ranger's biggest start this year so far. And I don't know if there were a lot of people panicking about Ranger. I don't think there really were a lot because, I mean, I felt like, look, Ranger just needed some time coming back from the injury, missing a couple of months. So Ranger goes 7 innings, 8 hits, only 1 earned. You know, he was able to get out of the jams he was able to get out of. And the big thing, going 7 innings, 1 earned, throwing 101 pitches. So big, big, big deal for Ranger to have that type of game. And again, this rotation needs it, especially like Wheeler and Nola being inconsistent right now. They needed it. So big deal for Ranger Suarez to have the start he has. You know, albeit it comes against the Washington Nationals, but in general, you know, the Nationals lit us up for, what, 8 runs on Friday night off of Zach Wheeler. So, I mean, look, it's the majors. There's people out there that say the Nationals are a Triple-A team. Like, whatever, man. There's still some decent hitters on this team. You know, you got Joey Meneses, Candelario, who led the American League in doubles, not too long ago for the Detroit Tigers, and you got even Dominic Smith, who wasn't a bad hitter, too long ago as well. There's still some decent bats in this lineup. So for Ranger to have that start he had, I thought that was a big deal. Series takeaways. I guess the first one, pretty simple. I mean, it doesn't mean a lot, but you know, you get your first series win since Chicago. Which was a couple of weeks ago, and I said this, you know, to start the show. It felt like it was longer ago than that that they got that series win against the Cubs. But it's important to get a series win, and more important is you need the consistent series wins. Okay, it's extremely important to get the series wins going now. As you know, you got Detroit. Like, we're gonna get into it. I'll partially get into it now. Like, you need to sweep the Tigers. Like, I'm not at the point right now where, oh yeah, just win some series. Like, especially, like, you got the Dodgers, you have the Diamondbacks who have been really good. You got the Braves at some point this month, and you got the Mets too. And then you get the Cubs as well. The Cubs aren't a great team, but, you know, like, big series here against the Braves, the Mets, Dodgers, and the D-backs. So I think, like, you have Detroit. Okay, you have Oakland. Like, you got to sweep those series, man, because you don't know what you're going to get from those other series. And then you do have the Nats at home to start another series at the end of the month. But right now, like, okay, good to win the series. It's your first series win in a while. But now we got to start stringing a few of these series. You need to sweep Detroit. You need to sweep Oakland. Like, definitely have to sweep Oakland. I mean, they're on, like, a 30-win pace this year. You need to sweep them, okay? Second takeaway from this weekend, the bullpen. 5 runs in 15 and a third innings. I mean, they had to do a lot of hefty work. I mean, game 2 was supposed to be more of a bullpen game, I believe, but game 1, which one? No, game 2 was a bullpen game, right? Game 2 ended up being a bullpen game. Just double checking. I'm pretty sure game 1 was tough because Wheeler, you know, was terrible. You know, I mean, he ended up giving you 3 2/3, 7 earned. It wasn't good. But then Vasquez, Marte, Hoffman, Brogdon gives up the 1 earned, and Brogdon hasn't been great lately. But, you know, Vasquez goes, Marte goes, Hoffman goes. And then game two was a bullpen game, and they were just absolutely huge. They were just ginormous for the Phils. Strom, Vasquez, Covey, Marte, Soto, Dominguez, Kimbrel. Okay, like, Covey wasn't good. Covey gives up 2 earned in 2 innings. You know, Covey doesn't look, and like, besides that first, outing with the Phils, hasn't been good. But besides that, man, like, and even yesterday after Ranger comes in, Ranger does his job with 7 innings. I mean, more than his job. Hoffman and Brogdon. You know, Brogdon does give up 2 earned. But just overall this weekend, the Phils bullpen was huge. 5 runs in 15 and a third innings. Especially the way this rotation's been with Walker, Wheeler, Nolan, not been good. You need the bullpen to come through right now. And they have. So that was a big takeaway for me from the weekend, was the bullpen. And then the offense, of course, you know, you get, even though they lost on Friday night, 7 runs, and then you get 4 on Saturday. That was enough for the Phils to win. And then you get 11 yesterday. I think I thought the offense was a big deal. That's how you're supposed to win these series. A sweep would have been nice, but some good signs there from the offense and from the bullpen. I thought those were two of my big takeaways from the weekend. So there you go, takeaways from yesterday against the Nats and from the weekend against Washington. So there you go. Some news and notes. You got Jose Alvarado, big one, even though the bullpen was good over the weekend. Be a big deal to get one of the best relievers in baseball back. This is according to Corey Seidman. Alvarado's had that left elbow inflammation, pitched a scoreless inning last night at AAA. He had 18 pitches. He'll make another rehab appearance Tuesday or Wednesday for AA Reading. He could be back for the Phils by next weekend. I saw somewhere he's, you know, looking like 96 to 99. He's looking like the Jose Alvarado that we're used to seeing. That's a very good sign. The fact that he had a scoreless inning, even though it was only AAA, was a big deal. So expect Jose Alvarado back soon. That is a big deal. Phils need that arm. I don't care how good the Phils bullpen has been good at times, but I'm not sitting here expecting to trust a Kimbrel, expecting, you know, Soto hasn't been great to start his Phillies career. Brogdon's been iffy lately. Dominguez has been solid. Jeff Hoffman's been good, been very good, actually. Andrew Vasquez has been very good. But Phils need, needless to say, Phils could use Jose Alvarado back. On the other hand, on the offensive side of the diamond, Christian Pache, who I thought we were going to have him lost for most of the season. He's going to be back soon, man. He could be back very soon. Again, in just a couple of weeks, possibly. This is over the weekend. I believe this is updated last on Saturday. Pache played 7 innings in center field for High A Jersey Shore. Again, this is verbatim from the Phillies website on Friday. He struck out 3 times, but he walked. He did steal a base and scored a run. Which was good, according to Rod Thompson. He looked fine, which is a big deal, the fact that he looked fine in general. You know, the Phillies could use the depth. Like, look, cool, Drew Ellis had a good start with the Phils, but let's be honest, are we expecting Drew Ellis to continue this? Maybe, maybe not. But just in general, just having the depth, because before Pache went down, he was hitting the baseball very well. Big deal for Christian Pache to come back, hopefully in a few weeks minimum, maybe like a week or two, but you know, at the max the end of this month, maybe back by the start of that Washington series. So Pache, you know, big deal just for the depth in this for this lineup, for the roster in general. Christian Pache, big deal. So those are your news and notes for this Monday morning. Around the league, we'll look at some of the National League East scores from Sunday. The Mets got swept by the Blue Jays. They lost 6-4. Oakland loses 7-5 to Miami. The Marlins sweep the A's, which is exactly what the Phillies should do in just a couple of weeks. And then the Braves win on, my gosh, I think Eddie Rosario had 3 homers over the weekend. It's a grand slam in the top of the 9th. Atlanta wins 8-5 to take that series against the very, very good Arizona Diamondbacks to start the season. I don't even know if you want to say start the season anymore, because we're getting into June. It's really the start of the season. We're in the middle of the season now, so I don't even know if I really want to use that term anymore. So it looks like everyone besides the Mets won their series in the East. Well, technically the Nats didn't either, which is obviously a great thing. So the Phils take 2 of 3. Braves take 2 of 3 from the D-backs. Blue Jays sweep the Mets, and the Marlins sweep the A's. And just looking at the standings right now, Braves remain in first place, 35-24. Miami in second, 32-28. Mets sit at the middle of the pack, literally middle of the pack of the division, and middle of the pack as far as their record goes, 30-30 at .500. Phils at 27-32 in fourth, and in last place, the Nationals at 25-34. So those are your standings. Just a few scores from around the league, around the rest of the league this weekend. Pirates beat the Cards 2-1. Tampa Bay, my gosh, they are so good right now. You know, through this point in the season, 6-2 over Boston. The Brewers over Cincinnati 5-1. The Angels 2-1 over the Astros. Kansas City 2-0 over Colorado. Minnesota loses 2-1 in Tristan McKenzie's first start back. Cleveland beats Minnesota there 2-1. The White Sox beat the Tigers, who the Phillies are going to see later on tonight at just before 7 o'clock. White Sox win there 6-2. Texas, my gosh, Texas has been good this year. 12-3. San Francisco over Baltimore, Baltimore over San Fran, 8-3. Dodgers lose 4-1 to the Yankees, and San Diego loses to Chicago 7-1. So those are your scores from around the league. Short preview. Running out of time here, but I'll give you a short preview and then some bets before we get out of here. Short preview tonight against the Tigers. Phillies start the three-game set against Detroit at home. The Tigers sit at third in the AL Central, 26-31. They are coming off getting swept by the Chicago White Sox. This shows you how bad the Tigers are right now because the White Sox aren't very good either. They're 26-35. They are worse than the Tigers. Yes, they have played more games, but two disappointing franchises in the last couple of years. The Tigers were supposed to be much better than they are to this point, especially after signing Javier Baez and all the young talent they're supposed to have. So they sit at third in the AL Central at 26-31. You'll get Joey Wentz versus Aaron Nola tonight. Wentz, not very good, but neither has Aaron Nola been this year. So who knows what you're going to get from tonight's game. You get Garrett Hill versus Taijuan Walker tomorrow. Again, Garrett Hill has not been good this year. Taijuan Walker has not been good this year either. Again, you don't know what you're going to get. Reese Olson versus Zach Wheeler on Wednesday at 6:05. Wheeler coming off of one of his worst starts this year. Against Washington on Friday. Hopefully he'll get a bounce-back Wheeler start. Wouldn't be surprised just because of how inconsistent both Nola and Wheeler have been this year. So you don't really know what you're going to get from Nola tonight and Wheeler on Wednesday. And then again, to round out the series there, that'll be a 6:05 start. And then just a few bets for you guys. I think it wouldn't be a bad idea. I know it's simple, but it wouldn't be a bad idea to take Kyle Schwarber home run. Plus 260 to hit a home run tonight. I mean, why wouldn't you take the bet right now? Why wouldn't you take it? Kyle Schwarber, plus 260 to hit a home run. Definitely taking that bet. On the rubber, on the mound, Aaron Nola, I would take him 9-plus strikeouts tonight just because of the inconsistency. I'm going to go ahead and try to predict he has a nasty outing tonight. So I'll take him 9-plus strikeouts. Yes, it's a big game, but 9-plus strikeouts. And the Phils to win the ball game too. They're going to win the game. I think they're going to win. Need a sweep. But Nola, 9-plus Ks. I think the offense stays hot, hopefully. Give Nola a nice cushion. So I'll take that. Nola, 9-plus Ks, and Phils to win, plus 300. And then the last one, Phils -1.5 and under 8.5 runs tonight. Total runs parlay. That's plus 300. I would take that bet. I don't think the Phils are going to go off offensively as far as scoring, 10-plus runs again. It's hard to predict a route like that, but I will take the Phils to, maybe score 5-6-plus runs, on the heels of Aaron Nola tonight. I would take that bet. -1.5 for the Phils, under 8.5 total runs parlay. Take that. So that's going to do it for me, Francisco Rojas. Hopefully, Phils need to get a sweep. I don't want a series win. You need to get a sweep. You need to start showing something. Beat up on the team you're supposed to beat up on. This team's too talented to be sitting where they are, 27-32, fourth place, under the Marlins and the Mets. Yes, the Mets are a good team. They're better than their record's supposed to be as well. So they're in that same boat. But Phils, 27-32, they're better than this. I expect the sweep. I expect it. Hopefully that'll mean good things for the Phils. That'll mean six straight. I believe, right? Six straight, because you got swept by the Mets. Six straight. So go, Phils. That's going to do it for me, Francisco Rojas. Talk to you guys on Thursday. You'll hear from Dan Wilson over the next couple of days. So see you guys, and go, Phils.